on to the second federal resource that I mentioned, Ted Cochin is going to talk about measuring smart growth and location efficiency. Ted works in our Office of Sustainable Communities, where his work focuses on technical assistance, research, and policy, all related to incorporating sustainability into local and regional planning. Ted, it's all yours.
Great, thanks a lot. So, my name is Ted Cochin with the EPA Office of Sustainable Communities. We are within the EPA Office of Policy, and we also work closely with HUD and DLG on the partnership, the Federal Partnership for Sustainable Communities. As part of that partnership, we have developed a set of performance measures. We've been working for several years now on doing research, looking at the measures that are out there, and this Sustainable Community Indicator Catalog that I'll be talking about today was really the result of several years' work that we thought was important because there was quite a bit of regional community planning going on, especially at the regional level, a lot of grants for planning. Many of you on the phone today may have received one of those grants, Sustainable Communities grants, and there seemed to be a need for some sort of a framework or some sort of guidance on how to measure the community or region's progress towards meeting their really long-range goals. Most of these plans can be 20, maybe 30 years out. Some of them have to do with a metropolitan planning organization's existing planning framework long-range planning, and then incorporating, in addition to transportation, including things like land use, housing, equity, and environmental considerations. So anyway,
sorry to interrupt you. Can you please share your screen so all the participants can see?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Can everyone see that?
No, if on the pop-up box, if you select share my screen clean, did you see the pop-up box? If not, I can pass it back over to you again.
Yes, because you could check it.
All right.
Okay, so sorry about that. So we have the Partnership for Sustainable Communities Indicator Catalog that we've developed. And as I mentioned, we had started initially amongst the three agencies looking at performance measures, trying to come up with a set of performance measures that might apply across the country to a wide range of potential users, communities, and facing all sorts of different challenges. And that became daunting because, you know, every community is different, and you can imagine all the other reasons why it might be hard to just come up with a small set of indicators. And also some communities said, we already have a set of indicators we use, or we don't want to measure those things. So what we did was we partnered up with the University of Pennsylvania Penn Institute for Urban Research and the Ford Foundation, along with HUD's International and Philanthropic Group, and looked at the research we had done, taking partnership expertise in working with communities under the Partnership for Sustainable Communities. And our goal was to develop a set of indicators that would allow communities to measure their progress in achieving long-term outcomes as they outlined in their plans. So just to get an idea of what we're talking about here, with HUD and DOT as partners, there's a lot of funding exists for infrastructure, things that impact the built environment. So a lot of the measures here will you'll see, we'll look at things like housing, transportation, both transportation and the idea of public transit and locating new development near public transit, the co-benefits you can get from that, the myriad of benefits actually that you can get from locating compact mixed-use development near very close within walking distance of transit and creating walkable communities. So the livability principles, as outlined as part of the partnership, look at transportation choices, affordable housing, economic competitiveness, supporting existing communities, coordinating and leveraging federal policies and investment, and valuing communities and neighborhoods. So we took those principles, and then we went one step further to think about what are the goals associated with those, and really came out with access and equity, health, economic competitiveness and efficiency, affordability, environmental quality and resilience, community and sense of place. So as you can imagine, as I mentioned, there are a lot of audiences, a lot of different types of users that that express the need for these measures. So one thing we did was look through the planning grants that were issued. Those include HUD regional planning, regional sustainable community planning grants, as well as DOT's Recovery Act Tiger planning grants, and saw that there were a lot of grants that funded land use planning, and a lot of the potential users were small and didn't have the resources on their own to do a lot of this type of measuring, thinking about what indicators really worked for them, and even how to put together, find the data that they need and go through all the preparations that you really need to do to start measuring a certain performance indicator. So in coming up with, trying to come up with this this catalog, this group of measures that we should include that would be appropriate to a wide variety, we actually held two panels, one in Washington, D.C., which included grantees and some folks from regional planning agencies, local planning agencies, as well as other federal partners. We held one in D.C., and then we held one in Cambridge, Mass. And we also asked them to suggest an equity measure because that's part of what we our work is looking at equitable development. And also as a part of that, we created tip sheets on some of the more challenging aspects of measurement indicator use we created them for a lot of different topics, which I'll show you in a little bit. We also created use cases because that seemed like the best way to sort of think about all the different uses, all the different contexts, all the challenges that different places might face. So by creating use cases, we were able to sort of fit our database design into that, a little bit into that format. We also had to identify tags in developing the database that the tags were really meant to include the most important characteristics of the projects and the planning work that we had seen being done out there. So you see area of concern, geographic scale, and some of the more subject area, the land use, housing, and transportation, ways that we could organize the database and have people do searches. So you can see we're starting to get to that that level by doing this. And here's just some examples of what I'm talking about, housing and housing, land use, and transportation. Really, we did that to sort of simplify things, but within, say, housing also includes household energy use, for example, and land use has a lot of various different aspects to it, to the types of indicators we have under that. Transportation also, you can think about, it's not just automobile and public transit, it's biking, walkability, and then the most important, one of the real, I guess it's more of a, probably more of a long-term, maybe intermediate type measure is vehicle miles traveled that we focus on quite a bit, trying to reduce the VMT and do that with certain strategies that improve pedestrian access, walkability, improve access to public transit and those types of things. This just sort of is a way of mapping. Mapping out some of what these communities might think about their broad outcomes, their long-range goals. At first, we start with a strategy. They're actually in, say, places like California actually have a sustainable community strategy. So one of them here, expand high-quality transit service to employment centers. Then you have a performance measure associated with that, percent of jobs, and then an indicator of progress might be transit trips per capita, percent of commute trips made by transit, and then on the far right-hand column, we have a list of the broad outcomes, one, of course, being reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, which is probably one side of the coin for all we think of when we think of smart growth is, reducing ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through VMT and other ways. Also, protecting land and conservation and now even more so the more resiliency is sort of taking up a large part of that as well. So. If people want to go to the PSC website now, it's just been live for a little while now. It's actually just www.sustainablecommunities.gov. I'll be going through some screenshots, but if you want to go to the website while I do that, that's fine, or just follow along with me. So again, this is the Partnership for Sustainable Communities website. It's run by HUD, DOT, and EPA. The web address is there, and on that site is a link to the indicators catalog that I've been talking about. So what you do when you get to that main page, you click on Discover Sustainability Indicators. You'd be brought to this page, which is an overview landing site that allows you to go either to the tip sheets that I mentioned, or there are two places where you can click to access the indicators pages. Once you're at the indicators page, you'll see a list of indicators that are there, and also some filters at the top that you can do a go by topic, geographic scale, level of urbanization, and issue of concern. And you can try to filter out indicators based on the on those four filters. And as you can see in the table there, you end up with indicator name, the topic, issue of concern, level of urbanization, and geographic scale. So as you can see, we're trying to get at a lot of different characteristics that communities might have, a lot of differences too that between communities. So what you do then is, if you want to get more detail on a specific indicator, such as in this case residential energy use, you just click on that, and you will get a indicator detail page, which includes definitions and data sources, calculation instructions, and other communities using the indicator. And also a link to other indicators in that broader category. So this is a page that you'll come to that just gives a good description of that that particular indicator. You can see who else is using it. In this case, it lists seven different places. Then you can link it can they'll bring you to those websites that and show you how they're using the indicator. And then at the very bottom, as I mentioned, energy use is included under housing as a main topic. You could click there and also get other indicators under that topic if you so desire. So here's what you would get if you clicked on Baltimore Office of Sustainability, their measure for energy use reduction. Now, tip sheets. Here's a list of the tip sheets that are available. You get there again by that blue box that's up in the left. You click on tip sheets, and then you can choose any of the tip sheets that you want. Some of them get a little bit technical. There are a lot of places out there that do some pretty complex calculations and of measuring things like we got guidance on calculating pedestrian access sheds, a sort of unique one is using indicators to promote inclusive growth and equity, but then we also have some that point out the some of the data sources that are available at the national level, communicating about indicators and using indicators for performance measurements. So again, here's the same list of tip sheets. And in this case, if you click on the top one, you would get this tip sheet that gives you introduction to performance measurement and indicators, talking about the types of indicators, descriptive indicators, performance indicators, efficiency indicators, aggregate indicators, and then the other tip sheets have similar amounts of information. So the applications of this tool that we sort of see are I mentioned a lot of the grantees were interested. That was the original driver for us getting involved in this in the first place. But at this point, I think we've made, we've expanded it to really include all sorts of different users. You can imagine even, universities or researchers, small towns, large cities, places that might be interested in showing that they might qualify for certain types of funding, and then some some places that have received funding and are trying to measure progress on their measure their progress towards getting to where they had said they would. We'd like to also expand. This is actually for places that would like to expand their set of measures. New sustainability goals they hadn't thought of before. Equity considerations, which most of the plans we looked at, a lot of them seem to lack that. And then some of the more rigorous and complex methods and calculations that I mentioned before. Again, limited resources is also always a problem, it seems, for many places to do this work. So hopefully we think we're providing at least some of the capacity and technical assistance here to at least get them started. And also, if they want to look at what some of their other peers, some of the other places are doing in regard to performance measures, we do provide that as well. And with that, I'll end the presentation. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ted. We thought that it would be great to have Ted speak about the indicator catalog and all the work that they're doing, because it's a great complement to our framework. As you noticed, our framework is more of a general template, so to speak, that you can use for any type of program that you're running. But once you have identified some indicators and identified your baseline year and things like that, the indicator catalog will help you get more specific about finding data sources for that indicator. As Ted said, finding out who else has used it. So we think these two resources really complement each other. Moving on to the last speaker, before we do that, speakers, I should say, we will do one more poll question that Lauren will give.
Thank you, Victoria. So in this question, we're interested in learning what types of indicators you are using. So below we have economic indicators, housing indicators, land use, environmental, or other indicators if these four don't capture the indicators you're using. We'll give you just a minute to complete the survey.
Great. Thanks for answering, folks. Most of you, more than two-thirds, have tracked environmental indicators, but some of the other ones are not too far behind. Economic and other, it would be great to know what those were, but it's hard to do that on a webinar. But thanks for, it's great to see all of you using some kind of indicator, whatever that is.